Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry I may provide for your beloved, faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. 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 The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We may like to be scared from time to time. However, we do not like to be afraid, because fear creates unpleasant, anxiety-laden feelings as we worry about some impending peril. Sometimes we have very good reason to be afraid, but are we afraid of the right things? Are you afraid to fly? If you are, do you know that you have a 0.00001% chance of dying in a plane crash? However, the average driver will be in 3 or 4 wrecks in a lifetime, and the odds of dying in a car wreck are 1 to 2%. Are you afraid of being struck by lightning? After all, we do live in what is called the lightning capital of the world. If you are, then those odds are 1 in 2.3 million, which actually means that you are more likely to be struck by a meteorite. Those odds are 1 in 700,000. Being in Florida, are you afraid of sharks? The odds of being killed by a shark are 1 in 300 million. Whereas you're more likely to be killed by your spouse. Those odds are 1 in 135,000. In Psalm 111, the fear of the Lord isn't calling us to be afraid of God. It's calling us to reverence God with feelings of deep respect and devotion. But we cannot reverence what we do not know, and if we do not know God, then we cannot pass on our knowledge, love, and feelings towards God to others, to our children, to our youth, and to young adults. Though we say we have a deep respect for God, it is difficult to raise up a new generation to know God and to have a deep, abiding relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ ourselves when we neglect our own Christian formation, spirituality, and relationship with Jesus Christ. This neglect appears to happen when we lack wisdom, because our hearts are unthankful, we have not studied the great deeds of the Lord, and we have not experienced the Lord's compassion, faithfulness, and justice. To become wise, to have thankful hearts, to know the great things our Lord has done, and experience the Lord's compassion, faithfulness, and justice, we need to stop neglecting our very souls. We nourish them by learning what the apostles taught through studying God's word, gathering in fellowship to play together, to eat together, and to worship together. And also to pray, individually and corporately, with thanksgiving for ourselves and for others. Many times we can be fairly good at worshiping together and eating together, but when it comes to studying God's word and praying, especially the prayers that welcome the silence that opens our hearts to hear God, we usually fall short because we have limited attention spans and we poorly manage our time. When it comes to our attention spans as human beings, Microsoft did a study of 2,000 consumers and found out that the average human attention span has actually decreased. In the year 2000, we could concentrate for a whopping 12 seconds. But now, according to their study that they did, We generally lose concentration after 8 seconds. The report attributes this decline to our increasingly digitized lifestyle. Unfortunately for us, scientists have done another study. I'm not quite sure how they figured this one out, but they say a goldfish attention span is 9 seconds. So we have less of an attention span than goldfish. Let that sink in for a moment. And if you're like me, it's difficult to manage God's gift of time in a way that strengthens our relationship with Jesus through reading, learning, and praying. You may think it's easy for me, but it's not quite as easy as you may think, because most of my studying, my learning, and my praying are directly related to my ministry and not necessarily personal in nature, which is an imbalance I constantly struggle with. For all of us, finding an appropriate balance between life in the world and life with Christ Jesus is important if we are to live faithful, balanced lives as beloved children of God, who know we are loved and will pass that love on to others. The beginning of a balanced life starts when we realize our time on this earth is a wonderful gift from God, and our time usage should be scheduled with God's participation, not apart from God. With God's help, we are able to make time in our lives for deliberate, intentional prayer, reading of the Bible, and quality time with others. To help us fear the Lord, to grow in wisdom and have a good understanding, I invite you once again, along with Bishop Brewer and Presiding Bishop Curry, to join in reading the Gospel of Luke and the Book of Acts this Lent and Easter. The reading of Luke begins on Sunday, February 11th, and we'll read a portion of Luke's Gospel every day through the season of Lent. Forward day by days, if you have not picked one up, are in the back of the church on both sides and in the parish hall. Or if you're digitally inclined, there is an app for that as well. Are you willing to open your heart to grow in faith, grace, and love by encountering the sacred stories of the Bible? Let us pray. Blessed Lord, who caused all Holy Scripture to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. We'll now have a moment of silence.